Rock as we continue to roll, rock, and wiggle and jiggle. It is a Friday, and feel free to wiggle all you want. We've got, again, North Terra Golf Course. We got the guys here with us, and, you know, looking at the project that it is, you know, I mean, it's basically you got to come here, and it's a blank canvas, and what type of, because you've done a lot. I mean, you got the greens going. You guys have got, you know, it mowed and in shape. But what is the plan for North Terra?
The plan is to, we've got the greens in really nice shape. We've been working on our fairways, getting them in better shape. Tees is getting better. We've rebuilt some.
Mm-hmm.
About 4 more years, mm-hmm. then we'll start working on our roughs.
Mm-hmm.
Getting them seeded in, getting nice, a lot nicer roughs, and getting them in good shape.
How long does, you know, I mean, a lot of people, I guess, that really don't understand, that's never worked a golf course, you know, how long does it take just to mow the rough? Not the fairways or the greens or the tee boxes, but just to get the 18 holes mowed, the secondary?
Just the secondary takes about 24 hours.
And that's a hunk of time, yeah. Right there. And then you add the fairways.
Yeah,
that's,
it's another 8 hours.
And then the greens.
Are a couple hours.
And then your tee boxes.
Tee boxes about 3.5 to 4 hours.
So how the hell do you find any time to do anything else?
It's hard to do it. It's really hard.
I mean, you know, because now are you in a transition season-wise where, you know, because, I mean, April, May, you're mowing 2-3 yeah. times a week.
Yeah, there's a transition zone in there. Summertime, we first change from mowing to focusing on watering.
Mm-hmm.
That can change from year to year. You may spend the whole year mowing,
mm-hmm.
not doing a whole lot of watering. Then you run into the mowing and watering together, and you got to figure out how to get that all done.
Has this been has this been a good year? I mean,
so far it's been a pretty good year. We had a little rough bounce there at the end of May. It was really dry, and we had to do a lot of extra watering, mm-hmm. but so far it's been a pretty good year.
Now, these greens, because, I mean, every greenskeeper I've ever, you know, golf superintendent, it's all about the greens. I mean,
yes.
That's their baby.
Yep.
I mean, it's – how temperamental are greens?
They are very temperamental. They can go from extremely wet to extremely dry in a matter of a couple of days. They get – pretty much every disease you can think of in them. About everybody around here is going to have a bent grass variety of greens. You get mid-Arkansas, you'll start running into Bermuda greens.
Mm-hmm.
Further south, you get them, becomes more prevalent in Bermuda.
Well, now, you know, you hear a lot of people talk about, you know, losing greens burning up. I mean, how long, I mean, that... You can't burn a green up in a day, can you?
Yeah.
Really?
You can. Yeah, I mean, if something happens and you can't get water in less than 8 hours, you can lose the whole center out of a green.
Well, that's one thing right there, Gary. What they don't understand, we're closed till noon on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason why. He's got a spray rig down there that holds, what, 1,000 gallons or something?
160.
Okay. He's got a spray rig down there, and every week on Monday, he's out on that spray rig doing something. And some of it has to be watered in, this kind of stuff. People are like, well, you're closed half a day on Monday. Some golf courses are closed all day on Monday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that's it is baby, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
well, gives us a chance to get things done on Monday.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, being able to assess each green individually, yeah. Is that really,
yes.
I mean, you need to look at,
yeah, most superintendents will go out and they'll look at every single green in the morning before anybody shows up. They don't even know they've been out on the course and looked at it.
Yeah.
Now they'll drive the whole course, look at the whole thing, assess what needs to be done for the day, check and see if they've got any diseases that mm-hmm. they hadn't sprayed for that's propped up. That normally there's a lot of diseases you don't have to worry about, mm-hmm. but every once in a while they will pop up on you.
And if golfers give you lip, you could set the pins where they would –
Oh, yeah.
They would just have the most miserable.
They always got to remember that. Yeah. Green superintendents are our worst nightmare because we get to set the pins and the tees.
And the tees, that's right. Hey, we got some more classic rock coming at you. Here we go, okay? Now, something, don't forget, the Orient Cares Charitable Golf Tournament is coming up Friday, July 30th, 2 tee times. You can sign up, register. There's a sign-up sheet at North Terra Golf Course, or you can call the radio station, 256-3131. It's going to be a bang-up time. I think Vanessa was saying, like, there's going to be over $7,000 paid out in cash to the golfers.
It's going
to
be a big one.
And we're going to raise a bunch of money. And again, it's all going to go down at North Terra. Stay with us. More classic rock